I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The state's budget crisis is hitting Connecticut schools hard, and special education programs might also be feeling the pain, even though these services are protected by federal law. Paraprofessionals across the state are calling foul. They're saying that schools are not fully staffing these positions, often used in the classroom to aid special needs students, and that could violate students' rights to a free and appropriate public education. John Flanders heads the Connecticut Parent Advocacy Center. Here's a common concern that paraprofessionals, also known as paras, have been calling him about.
I've been one-on-one with this kid for 2 years, and now they've got me splitting my time between two kids.
Are they concerned that they won't be able to adequately support each child?
Of course. Of course.
Now, that might not sound like such a big deal. But for some kids with significant needs, it could be, Flanders says.
If this is a student who needs somebody translating or supporting or helping them navigate through a piece of material, and that educator, that adult, isn't there for half of the class, then there's a real possibility of missing what was being presented in the class.
Valerie Bruneau agrees. She's a former principal at Torrington Middle School.
If a district has an IEP for a child and it requires this resource and it's not provided to them, it would be detrimental because there's a team of people that said that this is what this particular child needs. And so absolutely, it would be detrimental.
That IEP she mentioned is an individualized education program. Each child in special ed gets one, and it's made by a team of parents, teachers, and others. And it's a legally binding document. Bruneau says she was let go soon after she had raised concerns about her school needing more paras. Though it's unclear whether the two are related, she'd been on the job fewer than 90 days. It's unclear if Torrington has fully staffed its paras this year. Last year, the district laid off 40 of them, and paras fought to get 21 rehired. The district superintendent didn't respond to several requests for comment. State officials say they're working with districts to make sure IEPs are being followed. David DeRoche, WNPR News.